Okay, thank you. We're learning Mesilas Yesharim, so we began this a couple of weeks ago. Last week, the Boston Rebbe filled in. I don't know if anybody stayed for what he had to say.
I did.
Oh, Avi did.
Yeah, I did.
He told us great stories.
He told great stories. Good.
Okay, great.
You know, my wife's family is from Boston, so they have a long connection to the Boston Rebbe.
But he lives in Yerushalayim. Why do we still call him the Boston Rebbe?
That's a good question, right? All the different Hasidic Rebbes, they carry with them the towns where they were, even though they weren't always in those towns for so long.
Is there still a Boston Rebbe in Boston?
Yes, a younger brother.
The younger brother. So they don't leave the business.
They don't leave.
They just opened another office.
They have to open up all other offices. Yeah, they're very creative. You know, his father was one of the first to see Harnof as a ripe prospect. He started in Harnof as a son-in-law in Beit Shemesh. Yeah, they're early on. They're good.
I'm surprised because a lot of Sephardim live in Harnof. A lot of Sephardim live
now, but they went early on when they were first developing Harnof. They're good. Good vision.
So, Rabbi, you have to teach your name slower because Avi is a little slow.
No. Avi is. He's a Rishon HaChassid. He's Stefanesh.
Stefanesh, that's right.
Good morning, Garam. Good morning, good morning. Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely.
The Rebbe told me that there is a new Stefanesh to Rebbe. I never heard about it.
All right, we've got to meet him.
They didn't send me any announcement.
All right.
They don't know me.
So the 10th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim deals with the topic of Nikiyus. And Nikiyus means
cleanliness,
literally, but the intent of cleanliness is really care or precision, to be very thorough. So Ramchal writes, Midas Tanikiyut hu heyot adam naki legamrei mikol midaro mikol chet. The aspiration is for a person to be entirely clean from every bad mita and from every possible sin. Not only those things that everybody knows are wrong, but especially from things that the heart gets seduced, the heart gets convinced to permit for itself. When we really investigate it, Nimtza will find that the reason why this was allowed was because he was biased by some type of an urge. Ki lo tahir mimena mikol v'kol. He had not purified himself entirely from it. And that's why his heart was pulling him to be lenient about something. Achadam asher tahar mizeh anega legamrei. Someone who's totally pure from this. V'naki mikol roshem rash masheret ha-tava achareah. And clean from every bad impression that desires lead on a person, his vision is clear, his ability to make distinctions, to discern, is very, very pure. His desire for any matter is not going to sway him. Whatever is a sin, even if it's a light sin, he'll recognize it as bad, and he will stay away from it. This is what our sages say about the perfect ones who purify their deeds with a great purity. They don't even have any, turn of something bad. They're called Nikiyei Hadad Shabi Yerushalayim, the clean of intent in Jerusalem. Until now, we've been talking about someone who's careful. Now we talk about someone who's clean. What's the difference? Even though they're somewhat similar. Hazahir, someone who's careful, who anizhar b'ma'asa v'ro'eh shelo yechta, b'mashik far nodelo m'fursam etzel akol ayoto chet. He's careful. So when he has in front of him something which everybody knows is a sin, he doesn't do it. But he doesn't really rule over himself. That his heart is not drawn to all sorts of urges. Shlo tateu laharot lo heterim beizet varim shein ra'atam before semet, which might cause him to think that certain things are permitted when really they are not permitted. V'zen, this is ki afal pishu mishtadel lichposhet yitzrov lichpotet ta'avotav, even though he's trying to conquer his urges. Lo mipnei ze yishaneh tivo. That wasn't enough, though, to change his nature. V'lo yuchal la'asir melibo ha'tava agufanit. He wasn't able to remove from his heart the physical urges. Ela sheichbosho tav yelech achar ha'chokhma v'lo achareha. But that he should really conquer his urges and follow wisdom and not his urges. But the desire for physicality is still accomplishing that it pulls him to the wrong things. But if a person first habituates himself to be very careful not to do sins, he starts by not doing things that everybody knows are wrong. And he gets himself used to serving God and to passionately run after God. And then he has a lot of love to his Creator and desire for his Creator. Through this power of habit, he becomes less attached to the physical. Then he's more attached to spiritual perfection. He can get to full clarity. The fire of urges will be extinguished from his heart. When he has instead a desire for godliness. And then his perspective will be clean and clear. As I've said earlier, he will not be seduced or pulled by the urges of his physicality. And he will be cleaned in his deeds from every possible aspect. This is what David HaMelech is so happy about himself. He says, "Erchatz b'ni kayon kapay, I will wash with cleanliness my hands." V'asovavat mizbachach Hashem, and I surround your mizbeach Hashem. Ki be'emet rak shemi mishi inakel agamri mikol nidnut chet v'avon. Only someone who cleans himself entirely from any, you know, bit of thinking of sin. Hu haroi l'ot et pnei ha-melech Hashem. He's the one who's worthy to see Hashem. Ki zulatzev, for other than this, if he hasn't clarified himself, ein lo ela lavushuli kalemi l'fanav. He should be embarrassed in front of God. K'ma'amar Ezra Sofer, as Ezra says, Elokai, my Lord, boshti v'nechlamti. I'm embarrassed. La'arim Elokai panay alecha, to lift my face to you, God. V'nevadai ki malacha rabba hi la'adam la'agi al shlema samidazos. It's only a very big job to try to be pure in attitude. Ki haveros hanikaros v'yiduos kalos meim li'yishamar mehen. If something is a sin, it's pretty easy to avoid. Given Shadat Rasam Gluya, everybody knows that it's the wrong thing. Achadikto Kazam, it's directly Nakios, but this level of precision, which is needed for the cleanliness, Hu Akasha Yoser, it's very hard. Because when a person starts making excuses for himself, he doesn't even think that it's a sin. Hu came Ashamosh, as our sages say, Aveiro Shadam Dashba Akevav. There are sins that people trample on. Sovos Oso Besha Sadin. Those are a big challenge when he gets judged. Al derech ze'amru zichron lebracha, as our sages also say, Rubam begezel, most people end up sinning with some aspect of stealing. U'miyutam be'arayos, a minority of people sin with some aspect of illicit relations. Bekulam, but everybody sins ba'avach loshon hara, with speaking ill of others when they shouldn't. K'mipnei rov dakuso, because since it's so delicate, kol bnei adam nechshalim bo, all people unfortunately fail with it. B'mesh ein makirin oso, because they don't recognize that it is such a sin. Amru Zuchorm Levracha, our sages say, David Ayunizar Menaka Atman Ikoyan Government Kol Eila. David used to clean himself totally. Alkina Yeholich Lamelchama Bitachon Chazak. That's why he could go to war very confident. Hayash Shoel used to say, Erdof Avai Vasi Game, I will chase my enemies and defeat them. Velo Ashuvat Kalotam, I'm not coming back until I've wiped them all out. Mashalosh Alu Yoshafat Asa V'chizkia. The other kings, they don't say, God, keep with me until I wipe them all out. They just say, God, save me. Because the other kings that the Gemara Pesachim talks about were not as clean internally from the desire for sin. This is what David HaMelech says, God will do for me as my righteousness. as the cleanliness of my hand, so he should return to me. Amar Odi also says, Yashav Hashem li kitzidki, God should return for me like my virtue, kivor yadai l'neged einav, like the clarity of my hands before his eyes. Hu habor, habor v'ani kayon hazeh shizachani. What's this cleanliness? Cleanliness is that he was so clear and so out of the, you know, desires, he just did what was right. Then he went back and said, and he says even further, who can climb the God's mountain, who can stay in the holy space, clean of hands, with a pure heart. This is a very difficult attribute. Kiteva Adam Chalash, a person by nature has a weak nature. Libo Niftal Nikla, it's very easy for him to convince himself about things. He permits for himself all sorts of things that are quite fooling. Someone who did get to this attribute, Madrega Gdola, has arrived at a very great level. He waged a big war and he was successful. And now we will explain the details of this midah. So I saw that Rav Volbi, a blessed memory, suggests that perhaps, at least this is an interpretation of Rav Volbi, and what Ramchal is trying to tell us is that we live in a society which is very, very, it is a very, very big battle, because our whole society is based on the body mattering. So what is sport? The experience of sport is to celebrate the young, strong, physically impressive body. He could run faster, he could, you know, score more baskets. It's all about the body. Sport is about the body. So many other things are about the body. Science is really, okay, what works, what doesn't work. It's all about the body mattering. I remember once I had a dear friend here in this community, Dr. Hirsch. So Dr. Hirsch, of blessed memory, he was a scholar of obesity. And he studied and studied and studied obesity. So I remember he once said that he was at a conference, he was talking about obesity. And people said obesity is an issue of, you know, willpower. If you have the willpower to only intake a small amount of calories, then you won't be obese. And if you don't have the willpower, then you keep eating more and more, and the calories will then show up on the stomach. It then becomes obesity. So he said, willpower is not science. Willpower is ethics. But I'm interested in science. The science is, you know, why is there an appetite? What chemicals are flowing and making a person want to eat? That's what I'm interested in. So, you know, the science is the body. The body wants, what's that about? You know, willpower, that's already morality, ethics, religion. The scientist has to come up with a drug. He has to come up with maybe change some cocktail of drugs. And that's going to impact, you know, the scientific side of things. And it's a society of just, you know, it's measurable, it's physical. It's a very physical society. We think of, you know, a good life is, you know, physical pleasures, whatever those pleasures might be for a person, you know, financial security or other, you know, delights. And really what Ramchal is saying, if the body matters on any level, then the body is going to start corrupting our judgments. Because the body, if it so matters, you know, to be successful, to have joy, to have pleasure, then the body starts to get involved with all of our decisions of what's right and wrong. It's like, well, you know, this is going to result with me spending more time, you know, relaxing, so that's got to be the way to go. And really, it's a big mitzvah. You know, it's like the kids in yeshiva high school who struggle, you know, to get to yeshiva on time for minyan. So they'll say, well, I had to sleep late, because if I didn't sleep late, if I would wake up early for the minyan, then I'd be falling asleep in the Gemara class. And so since Gemara is a mitzvah of the Torah, Talmud Torah, davening with the minyan is not even a mitzvah. It just makes your tefillah better. And, you know, the Ramban holds that tefillah is drabanan, only a tefillah in crisis is d'oraisa. So, you know, the d'oraisa of learning Gemara with more energy has to, you know, overrule the idea of davening with a minion. So really, I had to sleep late. So that's, we've all heard those types of excuses or explanations, but that's coming because the body has its interests. The body would like the more comfortable way of sleeping late. So the body then starts to create a very compelling religious argument for why it's the right thing to sleep late and not to go to the minyan and not to push oneself to go to minyan. So what Ramchal is saying, nikius means that a person doesn't have these biases. He's clean of the biases. Just what's the right thing? The right thing is to go to minyan. I'm going to minyan. I know I could construct the whole case, but the logic is faulty because it's based on my bias. So I'm not going to have that bias. That means I'm not into the body. But that's such a huge struggle because we live in a society which is all about the body. It's all about the body's pleasures. Everything is about the body. It all celebrates the body. It all worships the body. It's all built on the body. That's what he said, that, you know, maybe a good example of this is the Gemara in Masechet Nazir. The Gemara says that Shimon HaTzadik did not eat from the karbanos of any Nazir, because he felt that any Nazir who makes a vow is involved in a little bit of sin, because the Nazir, he's making the vow, and maybe it's arrogance, maybe he's not going to fulfill it, you know, he's saying he's not going to drink wine or get in contact with the dead, maybe he won't do that. So he wouldn't eat from the karbanos of a nazir, except for one nazir he ate from his karban. Why? Because he saw this man who had the most beautiful hair. So he said, you know, why are you a nazir? He said, I know I have very, very good looking hair. And I was standing at a pond and I saw my reflection in the water. And then I had a desire, you know, hey, I'm so good looking. Maybe I could go find some women. So then I said, you know, if that's my desire, I've got to cut it all off for Hashem. I'm a Nazir, and at the end of 30 days of being a Nazir, I'm going to cut it all off. So Shimon HaTzadik said, that's the Nazir that I ate from. That was L'Shem Shemayim. He's not going to sin. That's the Nazir that I'm going to eat from his karban. So Rav Volbi suggested that the idea is that what did this man, what's the story of this man? When he sees that his body is such a player, he has such a strong opinion, right away was, okay, no, for God. I'll grow the hair, but then cut it off for Hashem. If the body is being used as a tool to serve Hashem, then maybe we can get to the point also where we're not biased by the body. But when we're really focused on the body, it's so important to be the best athlete, or, you know, so our orientation is so physical, our aspirations are for comforts, the body's going to corrupt our analyses. So that's what Ramchal is saying, to try to get to nikius. It's not easy. This is a high, high level. But the aspiration is that we should really be thinking about what's the right thing. The right thing is not necessarily the more comfortable thing. Our body is going to try to corrupt our analysis. Our body shouldn't be, you know, the source of the opinion. What's good for the body? The aspiration should be, how do we serve God? What does God want from us? And then hopefully we'll merit to get to the clarity to do what's right, and not only to do things that everybody knows that are right, but even in the gray areas, to be able to have the judgment to make the right decisions. Thank you, Avi. Please.